Nolte, Representative Connor Lamb, DPA. Office hit with hammer and sickle vandalism. By John Nolte on November 2, 2020. Apparently, not even Democrats like Representative Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania are safe from the left-wing violence they've unleashed. KDKA-TV out of Pittsburgh reported Monday that Lamb's office in Mount Lebanon, Pennsylvania, was vandalized with red spray paint, with what appears to be a Soviet-style hammer and sickle on the front door, the logo of the Communist Soviet Union. The words "Don't Vote. Fight for Revolution" were spray-painted on the front of the building. The vandalism appears to be in the same style of other vandalism that has taken place lately around the Pittsburgh area, KDKA reports. On Sunday, congressional candidate Sean Parnell's home and Congressman Mike Doyle's office were vandalized. KDKA says it doesn't know exactly when Lamb's office was hit, but with Parnell's home, his home, getting hit on Sunday and Doyle's office also getting hit on Sunday, it's not hard to see a pattern here. Doyle is a sitting Democrat congressman, and local media reports his office on the south side was tagged with the message in what appears to be a hammer and a sickle, the same message that appeared on Parnell's garage door. The message read, "Elections, no. Revolution, yes," along with the communist hammer and sickle. Parnell is a Republican challenging Lamb. Parnell's is also the candidate Kunlal's Jake Tapper tried to dissuade from challenging Lamb in his meddling effort to save that seat for Democrats. Assuming, and it's a pretty safe assumption, that this is not a false flag, that the person or persons behind this pro-communist vandalism are sincere. It's just another sign of what's coming, especially if President Trump wins re-election. In their monstrous zeal to defeat Trump, Democrats and their allies in the national media have, for the first time in my lifetime, legitimized violence, vandalism, vigilantism, looting, and outright rioting. Once you unleash something like that, there's no putting it back. Even if Democrats do win it all on Tuesday, and the polls say they have a pretty good chance, they will then have to govern. If they're the ones in power, if they're the ones governing, how do they expect to hold on to that power while attempting to appease the domestic terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter? People who will now be appeased without a full-scale communist revolution. Communists despise communist light more than they do us capitalists. Look at this. The very same violent radicals activated by Democrats and the media are attacking Connor Lamb's home, because he's not radical enough for them, are burning down cities like Portland that aren't radical enough for them. If Trump wins re-election tomorrow, stand back, because we are going to see violence like nothing we've ever seen before. This year, at the hands of the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa, we've already seen unprecedented violence. If Trump wins, we will remember the previous 8 months as the good old days. Entire cities, all Democrat-run, will go up in flames as the left rampages and murders in what will be a devastating temper tantrum ginned up deliberately by Democrats and a media who are already laying the groundwork to declare a potential Trump victory as a stolen election. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.